They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff, something special happened to us the other day. I got a package and I walked into your office and you said, "Oh my God, we're Christmas influencers."
I was so happy. I've been waiting for this moment literally my entire life.
Food Network sent us a very special gift. It was these little square containers that were lovely. And they said, "Hey, check out our Food Network app," which Cliff has.
I did. And it's really cool. So the thing I will tell you is you're going to load it up and you're going to like, "Oh, I have to pay for this stuff." And part of it is subscription based. There is a like $48 a year subscription that gets you access to all sorts of live stuff. Let's say you are a big Food Network fan and you don't necessarily have Food Network on cable. Maybe you cut the cord, maybe whatever. You don't have Food Network anymore. This would give you access to all those shows you liked.
Mm.
But there's also a ton of other stuff inside of it. If you like Food Network recipes, there's an amazing amount of recipes. One thing I really like about it, they break it down into different things. Like the other day, I have an Instapot and I don't use it for much more than boiling eggs. So I spent like $100 to buy a really, really, really nice egg boiler, which isn't smart. It's not frugal, but it works really well for making eggs.
Listen, I spend $100 a month on a yoga membership I haven't used in a year and a half. So that's yours is better.
Okay, that's fair. They had a section that was literally just all Instapot recipes. So I could have actually made food. Instead, I just ate out all weekend. But I could have pulled up a great Instapot recipe and made one of those. I just didn't.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly.
And you have the choice.
It's really like a really good version of the Food Network website in your hand that you can take with you. So you can literally just take it and look at your recipe as you cook, which is really nice.
Is there a trial?
There's a 90-day free trial. So you could try this for 3 months. I mean, right now is the perfect time to get that free trial because you can get all your Christmas recipes, all your Thanksgiving recipes. And then, you know, if you love it, continue it into the new year. It's $7 a month or like I said, $48 for a year, which is actually a good yearly price too.
Yes. Perfect. Well, thank you for reviewing the Food Network app, Cliff.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All right. So we classically grade movies on Elves on the Shelf. Mm-hmm. How many Elves on the Shelf?
I would say 9, but only because it's a subscription plan. If you get that subscription, it's a solid, solid 10, but it's going to cost you a little bit of money.
Well, thank you, Cliff. So when we were talking about this app, you're talking about looking at recipes in the kitchen while you're cooking. Something that I do while I'm cooking is I watch Netflix.
Yeah.
And people judge me about this.
That's terrible.
Really? Like, because they act like I can't possibly do anything without watching Netflix. Like, I'll take a bath and watch Netflix. I will get ready for work and watch Netflix. I will have Netflix on while I'm cooking.
There's nothing wrong with enjoying media. My wife does the exact same thing.
Really?
She has an iPad. She watches Netflix all day.
Yeah.
She takes it with her, like, upstairs to change laundry.
Yes.
So, yeah, she gets it.
Okay, perfect. So you're talking about this, and I was thinking about my most recent watch on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Let It Snow. You saw this, too.
I did. We saw this independent of each other. We came in literally the next day. We're like, "Oh, my gosh, I saw this great movie. You've got to watch it." And we both chose the same movie. So
yes. Netflix is upping its game this year. They've got Christmas. Cliff, I want you to tell the people what you think about it. And then I'm going to talk about what, because we have very different viewpoints on this.
Which delights me to no end. So Let It Snow, it's an ensemble Christmas movie, kind of like Love Actually, but less English, more small town middle America. Group of 6 kids, and they all have a single day where everything comes together, and it's Christmas adjacent more than it's Christmas, but it's about, like Love Actually is more about relationships during the season than the season itself.
I agree with all of this so far.
Excellent. I thought it was a really cute movie about a bunch of kids kind of doing that high school kids fall in love thing.
And it has Sabrina from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
It has her. It has Dora from the new Dora the Explorer movie.
It has the girl from Santa Clarita Diet.
Yes.
They really picked the cream of the crop.
Absolutely.
For tween style actors.
I just thought it was really cute and really heartfelt. Unlike Love Actually, which is a Christmas movie that doesn't end happily for everyone, this movie does. There's a lot of journey through the movie about discovery and figuring out how you feel about a person. There's one girl who meets a stranger and finds out that maybe being famous isn't all that it's cracked up to be.
I thought that that was beautiful as well.
Yeah.
My issue was there were teenagers hooking up and all they cared about was getting together. They didn't go deep enough into any of the stories for me to feel like it was okay. I walked into Cliff's office and I said, "Man, PG-13, like I would have rated that something else." And Cliff said,
"I let my 12-year-old watch it."
And I was like, I wouldn't let my 17-year-old child watch that.
And I thought it was hilarious because it's not because this movie has literally no adult content in it. They say boning once. Is that something we can say in a podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been several days since we had this conversation and I realized what it is.
Okay.
We don't get deep enough into any of the individual stories for me to feel like, oh, okay, they're in love. Like, this is a complete 17-year-old relationship. Every single kid in this school, all they seem to care about is being with the dude. And I'm like, I don't like this.
What it mostly made me think is that Heather somehow turned 12 and then immediately turned 25. Because as I recall high school, that was all anybody did ever. And I mean, this movie is not explicit in any way. Like literally three people kiss. I thought it was delightful.
The other thing that I want to give them props for, they're very inclusive.
Very.
You've got multiple ethnicities.
You have an LGBTQ couple.
Yes. I think that that's important in 2019/2020 to have inclusivity. We don't see it as often as I would like to on some of the other networks.
I love Hallmark. They are not inclusive. And that's, you know, they know their audience and that's fine. This being Netflix has a way more diverse audience. And I thought that they did that in a very, I don't even want to say tasteful because it just wasn't a thing.
No.
It was just all of these people lived together in a town. That was the end of it.
Well, I think it's more representative of what your school would look like if you were in almost any school.
Actually, my school looked more like a Hallmark movie, but I grew up in Utah. So what
well,
do you do?
95% of the schools in the U.S., I would
Fair.
Say.
Fair.
What's your ELF rating on this?
IMDb right now rates this as a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
I think that is a lie. This movie was easily an 8 or 9. I really, really liked it.
Okay. What else are we going to talk about, Cliff?
Do you want to talk about another Christmas movie?
Okay. What's your other one?
Holiday in the Wild. I'm going to read you the description of this movie from Netflix. African sunsets, majestic animals, a rugged stranger, and a newly single woman whose second act has just begun.
Mm.
I got you in, right?
Yeah.
You in. Now, what if I also told you that it had
Kristen Davis and Rob Lowe?
Yes.
Yes. I've been actually saving this one.
I had very low expectations going into this movie.
And IMDb also gave it a 6 out of 10, which you need to judge Christmas movies against Christmas movies.
Absolutely.
Not against all the movies that exist in the world.
I got kind of teary a couple times during this movie.
Oh, Cliff.
It is really touching. And it wasn't because of like the relationship between Sex and the City lady and Rob Lowe. It was because there's some just adorable elephants in this movie.
Aww.
It's set in an elephant sanctuary.
Yeah.
And Kristen Davis, is that right?
Yeah.
I never watched Sex and the City, so I
oh
just
my
know
gosh.
She's like the kind of like the cute
Charlotte.
One.
Yes.
Yeah. Her husband just dumps her. Her son leaves for college. And she's like, great, now we can begin our second journey, empty nester thing. And he's like, nah, and just leaves. She had planned like a surprise second honeymoon for them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I think every woman can relate, and probably some men, not to exclude the men, can relate to this feeling of having the rug pulled out from under you.
Absolutely.
Ugh.
So she decides to take the second honeymoon in Africa on safari anyway. So she gets flown there by bush pilot Rob Lowe. On the way there, he makes an emergency landing because they find a elephant that's been poached and it had a baby elephant. So they have to rescue the baby elephant and call a truck and get it loaded in. And she was a vet. She's like, I'll come with and I'll help save this elephant. And she ends up staying. There's some good twists in the middle. There's some good turns.
Oh,
it's very good.
I haven't even seen this and I'm going to give it an 8.
It's so good.
What
I really liked it. Same, 8.
As you're talking about the elephant sanctuary, all I can think about is adopting an African elephant calf. Have you heard about this?
No.
Maybe you've just seen this Christmas movie and you're feeling your heartstrings pulled, or maybe you've got a child. Gifts.worldwildlife.org. There's a whole bunch of options where you can adopt elephants.
I actually did this through them, not to adopt an elephant. I adopted an armadillo.
Yes, you can choose all sorts of animals. For $55, you can adopt an African elephant calf. You get a little plush calf. You get a photo. You get an adoption certificate, a species card, and a gift bag.
And you also get a World Wildlife Fund catalog in the mail. mail every single month for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's fun. And then you can go as high as $125 for the set, which includes the mom elephant and the baby elephant.
Yeah. I cannot speak highly enough of this. I did this last year for a friend of mine's mom who collects armadillos. And so she's been collecting armadillos for decades. She has a huge collection of it. And we're like, what do we get Glory for Christmas? And so we adopted an armadillo for her. And they were so cool. I didn't know she'd moved. And so I sent it to her old address. It never got to her. It didn't get sent back because I guess the person just kept it, you know, whatever. And so I contacted them like, is there anything I can do? And they're like, oh, absolutely. No problem. We'll send another package to her new address, and they didn't charge me for it. She got her stuffed armadillo and her certificate and all that stuff. They were super easy to deal with. What a cool charity.
I love it.
Yeah.
If you want to go a little different direction when saving your elephants, check out ivoryella.com. That's ivoryella.com. You've got some options with elephants dressed as Santa Claus in like a long sleeve tee and a hoodie. So with Ivory Ella, they donate a minimum of 10% of their profits. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but in the last 4 years, they've donated $1.7 million.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of dollars.
That's a lot of dollars. I would also say if you'd want to donate to a third elephant charity, if that is your thing, Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. Apparently, this movie is actually kind of based off of an event in her real life where they actually rescued an elephant when she was out there. So,
whoa.
Right? It's crazy. So that is her thing. So you can donate to them as well.
So many ways to help the elephants.
It's very Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
Black Friday. It's coming up.
I'm terrified.
Have you ever been Black Friday shopping?
I have.
What did you buy?
The reason I went with is because my mother-in-law wanted to buy a Christmas tree and she wasn't sure she could like lift it back to her car. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Being the wonderful son-in-law I am.
You are.
She would tell you that too. I went with her and my wife to help get the Christmas tree out to her car.
So you were the entourage for Black Friday.
Yes. But I mean, I was there for all the madness. The best thing I can say in this life is that I quit working retail before Black Friday became a, like the store that I worked at, it now opens 11 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving. So
I feel like it's become the gauntlet. You got to train for it. You need to bring security.
Absolutely.
I mean, you were there as
both a carrier and an enforcer.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So I guess my only Black Friday tip is wait for Cyber Monday from the safety and security of your laptop.
My Black Friday tip is that most of the stuff you can buy at Black Friday can also be bought online on Black Friday. My other thing is if you're going to go out, you need to have a plan. You need to know what stores you're going to, what time they open,
yeah,
all that stuff. And you need coffee. Because it's cold outside.
Coffee, yes. Well, on Black Friday, I'm going to be in a parade, so I will not be shopping.
I will also not be shopping because I did it once and I learned my lesson.
Well, Cliff, two things.
Two things.
We are officially 1 month away from Christmas.
That is both amazing and terrifying all at the same time. And it's kind of weird that we still haven't hit Thanksgiving yet.
I know.
Right?
It is a very strange year because all those people that waited till or are waiting till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
To celebrate, to decorate, to get into it. You're really cutting yourself short.
Very short.
I mean, holding on to this whole like, we don't do Christmas until after Thanksgiving. You're just hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Like, let it go. Just embrace the Christmas.
Absolutely.
So when we see you in December, we will see you every day.
That's so many days.
25 days.
Again, I'm very excited and kind of nervous.
I know.
It's going to be great.
It's okay. This will be my third time doing it.
So I'm being led into this by someone with expertise in doing 25 podcasts in 25 days.
Woo!
Excellent.
All right. We will see you on December 1st and every day thereafter.
Follow us on social media.
Yes.
We're So Xmas on Instagram and Twitter. Warm Christmas All Year on Facebook.
Yes. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, give us a 5-star review.
Absolutely. We're a 5-star podcast.
Well, if you want to give us less than 5 stars, don't review us.